Oh, Check your feet, your knees, no lock knees, nice straight back. Show me how you look on stage. Be flat in your core. We'll say hello to Dr. Jeremiah Trejo, our CS.
Anybody, so you can cage match it.
Yeah,
you will be setting up the room. 6:30 to 6:45.
And I have a suggestion. Just get here like 15 minutes early and set up and have a party. And I'm always here being a help bring.
Are you
Sarah?
Very good. Thanks. So, the question, those of you who have rehearsed with us before know we're very specific about food in this room. Yes, the potluck comes in. Is it here? Not outside or anything. We pay a cleaning fee for that day. It's just too large for us to pay for every rehearsal. So, yes, potluck is here. You're not going to be standing outside like you are for snacks. I got the question today, just to clarify. The chorus members went out this week to tell you when to arrive for Great Red Rehearsal. You are called to the lower lobby at noon. The memo said where your dressing room is. Leave yourself enough time to go drop your personal items in your dressing room and then go out to the lower lobby. Oh, and see, you're in the normal spaces you're always in. East Bay Singers, you guys are upstairs. The number was there. If you're three, you're one floor up. If you're four, you're on the top floor. I don't remember which one I put you in. I apologize.
It's on the memo.
But it is on the memo. Please be aware. You need to go silently, like silently through the house to the lower lobby for rehearsal, because rehearsal will be going on stage. So you drop your things and you quietly, making no noise, go to the lower lobby for your warm-up rehearsal act.
Cal State East Bay, you're arriving at 1, we know that already. When you come in, you can go probably right to their room.
Yeah, just go straight to your room and then get yourself ready and stage manager will immediately, like about set 1:17, call you guys
on. And we won't do a formal procession on stage. It'll just be come on to your spot. So don't worry about, walking on stuff.
For those of you who've never been in the space before, you may not know where the bathrooms are. We have a handicap accessible bathroom here in this front entryway. And then there are bathrooms in each of the other. They are all single sets, single stalls, so they are all gendered. And if you need to fill water bottles, both sinks also have spouts that are high enough to fill water bottles. And yes, they are portable.
You have a question.
Oh, question is back here. It's on the way
though. I'm all confused.
We'll talk after. I was confused by jewel tone for a while, but thankfully Monique got me straight in that. We'll talk about the dress. Cal State, you're just wearing what you would normally wear, I think, right? The black and red, that's fine. NAPA does their black. OSC, it's just black with jewel tone, but we'll talk about that. African Noel, this should be memorized. I want to hear just a choir entrance, please, when you come in with the N Mom My A's. No drums just yet, and then we'll put it together. This is right at measure 15, and I think I asked all tenors and basses to do the N Mom My A's at the beginning, right? If you don't hear your part. Give us a C, Jeremiah. Let's hear this. No drums just yet, just voices up working. On the N Mom My A's. And one, two, three, go.
N Mom My A's. N Mom My A's.
Darker. Can you make it more agitated? What's that word again? Cassante, right? Like heavier, I want it to be. Can you make it more just accent? Again, bass, regular tenor, Yes, you may.
Nessuno qui sa così da ti metto.
Yes, make me sa, who's in the team that told.
So there'll be a percussion solo while you're still moving. Okay, you just keep moving the whole time. They will play, they will pop off, and then we come in with the home wop, home wop. Who sings the home wops? Everybody! That's what everybody thing. Can we start right at the drum solo, please? The percussion solo. So we're just moving, we're not sitting. One, two, ready, and. Side to side, can you turn the shoulders a bit? It'll be bum 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 bum. Whatever way you step, that's what shoulder comes out. Dun 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 dun. Now, next step, y'all need some spikes. Y'all need some funk. So as we do this step, 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 add some shoulders. Dun dun. Dun, dun, dun. On the beat. Yes. Yes. Not too much. Don't be stanky. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, just have a little more spice. Like, the audience loves this song, not just because it sounds great in the drum, but you look like you're into it. So you really got to be into it. Okay? Start with the percussion solo again. You're doing the moves with the shimmies, and then we go into home wops. Ready? One, two, ready, and. Yes, who met me, sir? Who sing God?
There. I'm gonna fast forward. I will say, you know, I did an interview recently about this concert, and this was sort of the most hyped up concert of the Oakland Symphony and Chorus, you know, in all of my interviews and all of my plans, it was sort of like, great breath. And it's crazy because, you know, I've planned it now, I've like watched so many videos that I've never actually experienced it. So I am so thrilled to experience it with you all for the first time on Sunday in the Paramount, and to start with this classic. So let's, you know, this has been done time and time again, so I know you all know this. So we will go through it once just to make sure my fingerings aren't completely catastrophic. And we'll keep pushing. Let's, oh, we don't need to go through this entire solo. Unless someone wants to say that. Okay, no. We'll have it covered. Perfect. Can we start? Do we have measure numbers? We all
yes.
Have
measure
numbers. Can we start measure 29?
Why are we there?
Will this be helpful? All right, measure 29.
I can do all of that.
The first marking I gave was for tenors and in measure 39, crescendo in the half note.
My script originally, we have marking crash where there's no breath between knees and boom. Do you want us to take that breath?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was having the Z on. Let's do that.
Sure?
Yes. Keep, sorry. Keep the OG, but I still also want no breath before the R. So all of that stagger breathing. From fall until. Yeah. And then you can breathe for mercy. Great, can we start right at 33?
Thank you.
Let's take a break there.
Before me.
Yeah, before me. Let's take a break there. That way I can milk the meat. The last thing I'll ask for, every time we say mercy on me, can we imagine a diminuendo in that phrase? Mercy on me. Sopranos, that's the hardest part, that's where you sin. But I think if we give more sound, more weight, more bow to the lower notes, it'll make the higher note not pop up so much. Thank you. Can we do this in movement once again from 93? Right at 93. Same crescendo, same shape here. Every time you fall on my knees, thank you. Here is three. Can we go right from 100, please? Right from 100.
It's a disco concert. We can't just do
typical Hollywood program. I will tell a quick story while we get ready. For many, many years of my life, I hated this piece. And I never wanted to ever do it. And this was something I held true to my belief system literally until 2 years ago when I was forced to do it. But there was a conductor by the name of Emmanuel Haigné, who's a French Baroque conductor, and she recorded this, and if you do not listen to her recording of it, I highly recommend it. I'll send it to Ashley and send it out to you. But what she does is she takes this back to its roots, and there's all of this beautiful ornamentation and all of this spirit and life in the piece, like it was actually meant to be performed in a performance practice where musicians would see this music and they would actually know what to add to it to spice it up. So, in the spirit of disco, I might spice things up.
From the top.
Definitely for real. You like it? You like it?
We will cover that on Sunday as well.
The other thing, oh, go for it. How about it?